Imagine, if you will, that you're a judge sitting on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. Your name is Richard Posner. And when you're not deciding cases and hearing oral arguments, you're writing books and magazine articles. In other words, you don't have time for shenanigans. And then you get an appeal that alleges this. The United States and China have a conspiracy to biochemically infect and invade people with a mind-reading and mental torture device. And the plaintiff, the party appealing because the trial court threw out his complaint as frivolous, has created a device that will enable people whose minds are being invaded to relocate to other planets with the help of email and a nanny service. You, being Richard Posner, are not amused. And the real Richard Posner wasn't either. In the case from a few years back, Judge Posner fired off an opinion about the case, calling the plaintiff, in his words, not mine, a lunatic in the literal sense of the word. Appeal dismissed, the seventh lawsuit filed by the plaintiff to be dismissed in that year alone, Judge Posner noted. Frivolous filing is a problem that besets not only the Seventh Circuit, of course. Take a case decided last September in the Court of Federal Claims, in which the plaintiff alleged that the government implanted a transmitting device into plaintiff's brain and widely broadcast plaintiff's thoughts. The plaintiff there asked for damages of $300 billion. He didn't get it. The court called his claim wholly incredible and dismissed the action. Or a case from Michigan decided several years ago. There, the plaintiff filed a lawsuit against some 45 defendants, including the unlikely co-conspirators William Jefferson Clinton, Ken Starr, and a veterinarian who treated the family pets. To the extent the complaint is intelligible, the court wrote, it appears to challenge a ruling that the plaintiff be sent to a forensic hospital for testing. An eager clerk at the local courthouse inexplicably gave the plaintiff's representatives more than 160 summons forms, and they summoned more people as defendants, including talk show host Lisa Gibbons, Ameritech, and the Food and Drug Administration, certainly proving the plaintiff's charge that the conspiracy against him was of a magnitude never before seen in the country or the world. In a many-page opinion filled mostly with the many names of the defendants came two key words: case dismissed. I read Judge Posner's opinion dismissing the biochemical mind control and nanny-guided planet-finding device case, noting the et al. After William Jefferson Clinton's name, and wondered how much attorney and judicial time went into that case, how many attorney-toning defendants made up that Latin phrase. Judge Posner wrote that we need to better hone appeals. The trial court judges should refuse to certify for appeal lawsuits filed in bad faith, and that a lawsuit filed in bad faith can mean one so frivolous that no reasonable person would see any merit to the case, even though the plaintiff might. There are other frivolous cases out there. Attorneys can be sanctioned if they file a frivolous claim, which is why the more incredible lawsuits are brought by the plaintiffs themselves. And remember Judge Posner's musings about the number of cases filed by his inventor before 1999? I found one. 1997, the inventor's claim to be exempt from federal income tax was denied. Case dismissed. I'm Amy.